That's why they let me talk on the phone to the people all day.
Is that?
They say, Katie, you're the best at words. Talk to the people. Call them. Impart your wisdom and good words on them.
Do you think our listeners would think that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, that's valid. That's a valid criticism.
No. I put way too much effort into what I say at work.
Yeah. And you don't put effort into what you say on here?
See, I was trying to think of how to word that.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't think that I was saying
not,
that.
Not giving effort? Okay. Well, you guys heard it here. She gives zero fucks. Zero fucks about the podcast.
Like the honey badger.
I haven't heard that in a minute. Oh, okay. Well, welcome back. We had a missed week.
We did have a missed
first time since May. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Had a missed week, but we're back.
We are back.
Our Patreon hasn't changed.
Nope.
So, if you wanna help us out.
At least that's staying consistent.
Yeah, that's staying consistent. If you wanna help us out, visit the Patreon page at Kind of Epic Show. Or patreon.com/kindofepicshow.
I like how when we're talking about Patreon, the crickets started.
Yeah, right? There are legitimate crickets in the background. Don't know if you can hear them. That's the feel of our Patreon page. So, go team. You can donate as much as you'd like to the Patreon.
Yes.
Lowest tier is $5.
Yes.
I saw some places that just do $1.
Okay.
That could add up.
That could add up.
I mean, one person might add $1. So we'd get like 76 cents from it. Oh, boy.
Every penny counts.
Oh, well. We'll figure this out. We'll get people eventually.
We will.
Just keep it up, maybe. Yes. Start doing more YouTube content once we get our apartment.
Yes. Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you heard it here first. Anyways, moving on. All right. Well, so it's been 2 weeks.
We didn't introduce ourselves.
No, we didn't. I'm David West.
I'm Effie.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Cool.
Yep.
Check.
We knocked that off the box. Knocked the Patreon off the box.
Yep.
I'm marking above my head. I don't know why. So we definitely wanted to record today. Definitely yes. Wanted to talk to you guys today. A bunch is going on, so we apologize. Apologize in advance if we end up missing a couple weeks here and there in the upcoming months. Hopefully not too much. We're going to continue to try to be weekly.
Yes.
But if something happens, we'll let you guys know on our social media pages if we're going to miss a week.
Yep. Anyways, things coming up.
Yeah, a lot of things, a lot of busy times. Anyways, we saw a handful of movies recently. We saw It Chapter 2, which we'll be talking about.
Yes.
We saw Rob Zombie's 3 from Hell, which we'll be talking about. And The Dead Don't Die.
Well.
You fell asleep.
You did too.
I had already seen it twice.
Twice?
Twice.
You've watched it to the end 2 times now?
Yep.
David West.
Well, sorry.
Wow.
What?
I feel betrayed.
Why?
Huh.
Why? Oh, well. You need to speak up. You see your line?
I see my line.
There you go. Look at you.
Thanks.
I'm proud.
Cool.
Proud of you. Oh, well. We will, so let's go ahead and get into this. Unfortunately, it's been a minute since we saw It Chapter 2. We saw it opening weekend.
Yes.
Wanted to record on it last week, but we were a bit lazy and exhausted, so we didn't.
We're always lazy and exhausted, to be honest.
Right. Hopefully that changes. Anyways, I wanted to do a big episode on it because I absolutely love that book. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping to be able to, you know, do the review justice.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could. I should have done it like immediately.
Probably.
Instead of sitting on it now for a couple weeks.
Right. I mean, I don't even remember it.
You don't remember it?
Nope.
At all?
I think I might have closed my eyes for a minute.
Because you were scared?
No, because I'm getting old.
Oh. So, interestingly enough, I thought it was a great conclusion. I knew this part of the movie from the book.
There's not going to be any more?
No.
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay.
But if they do, it's not based off of the book.
Gotcha.
It would be a prequel, and they might take a little snippet out of the book and do some stuff with it.
Okay.
But I knew the second half of the book would get kind of trippy, to say the least.
You're not going to be able to hear me.
Why?
Because look at my line.
Yeah, that just means you have to speak up.
I can't talk any louder.
Why?
Because this is my talking voice.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I know that's your talking voice. What in the world just happened?
Siri thought we were talking to her.
Oh, that was weird. Okay. So, okay. We're good.
We're good.
She thought we were having technical difficulties with our audio.
Yes.
You can't whisper into the mic.
I'm not trying to whisper.
I know.
But yours is just so big.
Yes, it is.
And mine is so small.
Now look at it.
Well, now mine's getting bigger.
It's because you're excited. You're excited to talk about It Chapter 2. So, the book gets kind of trippy and sci-fi and a little less horror.
Yes.
Which they definitely embraced a little bit in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Without going as trippy as the book does.
Gotcha.
So, that's unfortunate. But I also think it made the reaction to it a little different. I think people were expecting more of the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't quite get that.
Yeah.
It's there. It feels like a natural continuation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely feels like two very different movies.
Yes.
You don't remember it at all.
No. I've seen It Chapter 1, the first one, just once.
And that was at the drive-in the other day?
No, that was I guess twice. But no, I don't really remember.
Well, we'll have to watch them again when they come out.
Okay.
And do another double feature back to back.
Okay.
Or hopefully the supercut in which they have announced that will be coming.
Yes.
It's both movies together with additional footage, and they're shooting new scenes, and it should be a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm assuming it will be. So since you don't remember It Chapter 2 all that much.
Yes.
Currently sitting on Rotten Tomatoes at 62%.
Oh, that's not good.
I mean, it's still fresh, and it's won the box office the last two weekends. But considering the first It was at 86%.
Yikes.
That's a big decrease. And I just think people don't quite understand it all that much. A lot of people also talked about, complaining about the length of the movie. It's just short of 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
But that was a lot of content they needed to pack into that movie.
Right.
A lot happens in that movie.
Yeah.
That they have to explain. So, I would watch a 6-hour version of this movie.
Jesus.
Of both of them together. Which is only an additional 30 minutes.
Wow.
You watched them both back to back already?
I know.
Let's see here. We're going to go through the reviews like we usually do for these. This is from Corey Coleman. Maybe if they had cut it shorter. I don't know. If you're a huge fan of the original or the first one, I completely understand. But come on, man. You're not telling a story that... Sorry. This is weird. He's writing it like himself. I'm going to start over. Maybe if you had cut it shorter. I don't know. If you're a huge fan of the original or the first one, I completely understand. But come on. Man, when you're telling us... When you're not telling a story and it's 3 hours, that's not good writing. I don't know. There's plenty of story here. I don't know what he's complaining about. It's them coming back to the town and, you know, rediscovering, like, even the worst and best parts of their childhood together.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely a story there.
Right.
And it's them overcoming these bad parts of their childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And again, facing their fears. Facing their bully from as a kid. I don't understand why he's saying there's not a story.
I don't know.
I'll let you read one. That was from Corey Coleman at Double Toasted. Maybe he was toasted.
From Sharonda Williams at Pay or Wait. Even with its all-star cast and strong performances, It Chapter 2 never quite lives up to its predecessor. So there.
And you know, that's one thing to look at the cast. It did have a great cast.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like they were a little underused, except for Bill Hader, who stole the show. Bill Hader was absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
But like James McAvoy is a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like they used him enough.
Well,
I don't know. That's just that's my main criticism. I wish he would have had more to do.
Yeah.
It just kind of felt like, especially in the climax, you had him having the emotional climax where he's facing his younger self. Well,
mm-hmm.
it as his younger self.
Yeah.
And Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't feel like you have everybody else doing these other things like Bev and Ben, like their little sequence at the end when she's in the bathroom stall and it's flooding with blood, and
right.
it felt like they had stuff to do.
Yeah.
Bill's is just kind of a lot's going on, and his is that slow beat mm-hmm. through it all.
Yeah.
Which I don't know, just didn't feel like he had much, and it was more the kid version of him acting in that scene than the adult version.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. This one is from Bob Grimm at Reno News and Review. Just, it's a mess. That's it. That's his
short and sweet.
That's his one. Let's see. Here's a good one. This was from Zoe Rose Smith. Although not as strong as the first film, there's too many it's.
Here.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Although not as strong as the first film, It Chapter 2 will devour you through fear, nostalgia, and emotional connection. Cool. Let's see. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't quite understand all these complaints. It looks like most of the complaints are that it's too long.
Yeah.
A little messy, but when you're telling a story that is originally written, jumping between time periods,
mm-hmm.
that can be a bit of a, like, par for the course, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are complaining that's too long and messy. I disagree with the link. There's so much that needs to be told.
Yeah.
That maybe they could have spent a little bit more time explaining it in the first movie.
Maybe.
But I don't know. Overall, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Chapter 2. I can't wait to see the supercut of both movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would probably fix a lot of these complaints about it being messy, because there is a lot from the book that they had to cut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a 3-hour long movie. I mean, that's a
long movie.
That's longer than the original miniseries.
That's crazy. So.
All right, well, let's move on to, this episode's going to end up being pretty short.
Right.
Three from Hell. Rob Zombie's Three from Hell.
Yes.
So you hadn't experienced either House of a Thousand Corpses or Devil's Rejects.
Nope.
So going into this sequel, how'd you like it?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
It was really gory, though. It was. I didn't like that. But it was, I don't know, entertaining is the right word. It was, I don't know what the word is. But it was gory. But it was watchable.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe watchable. You did watch it.
I did watch it. But I wouldn't say entertaining.
You weren't entertained?
No, it was too gory.
Okay. But it's watchable.
Yes.
It's watchable, but not entertaining?
I mean,
that's kind of contradictory.
When I think entertaining, I think, ha 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 ha.
I was laughing throughout that movie.
I know you were.
What does that say about me?
Well, that's for another episode.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was a big fan of House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects, which are also super gory. So, yeah. I was a little upset. So basically the plot of it is, if you've seen Devil's Rejects, all three of the main characters die at the end of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this one, you find out that they all somehow lived.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an act of God that they lived.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't say that in the movie, but it's a miracle. Right. They state each of them had at least 20 bullet holes.
Oh, wow.
In the movie, and somehow they...
Yeah, they talked about that at the beginning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In this one, they mentioned that they've each had like 20 bullet holes, and somehow they live. I was hoping that there would be some supernatural element to it that brought them back from the dead. No, they just wrote off with the ending of Devil's Rejects, like, oh, they didn't die. So, that's a thing. Yeah. But it's unfortunate because they do end up killing one of the main characters from the previous two movies without actually giving him all that much to do. And it's like, why did you even have him in it besides just to have him back for a little bit?
Yeah.
And that would be the Captain Spaulding character.
Okay.
He's a bit of a riot. He says the fuck word a lot in the previous two movies.
Yeah.
So it was kind of sad not having him there, but they made up for it. I need to pull up the character list. I'm spacing the name of the new character. In a moment.
Please.
Yeah, hold please. Hold. All right. Oh, let's see here. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I like your whole music.
Yeah. The new character of Winslow Foxworth Coltrane, or what was it? Midnight Wolf, Midnight
something
Werewolf,
like that,
something
yeah.
like that. He would howl a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was a fun addition to it, and I like the actor Richard Brake that played him. He's been in a couple other things from Rob Zombie, such as 31. But he's one of those actors that pop up from place to place, and you're like, where in the world do I know that guy?
Yeah.
And he's been in a handful of stuff over the years. You know, an episode of TV here, an episode of TV there. But I'm trying to find his main thing. He was on two episodes of Game of Thrones. Literally, episode here, episode there. He was in Kingsman. He was in Thor the Dark World. Who would have figured? But yeah, just one of those guys that you recognize, but you can never place on, like, where do I know him from?
Yeah.
So, he was good in this. I liked him. I think the most recognizable thing on here is he plays Joe Chill in Batman Begins, the guy that kills Bruce Wayne's parents.
Oh, my.
Yeah. That's not saying a lot. But I really liked him. I thought he was a good addition, especially when you up against Bill Moseley, who plays Otis,
mm-hmm.
who's entertaining and oddly charming throughout the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just his humor is funny.
Yeah.
Even though he's doing these awful, awful things. But he is funny as hell. Ain't he?
Yes.
That's him without makeup.
Oh my.
Yeah. Doesn't even look like the same guy, does it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, crazy. And then, of course, you have... Baby was back in it, of course, played by Sherry Moon Zombie.
Mm-hmm.
That's Rob Zombie's wife.
Mm-hmm.
She was fun and crazy.
She was fun.
You would like watching. He puts her in everything.
Yeah.
She's in every one of his movies. That's pretty much all that she's done is.
Okay.
Rob Zombie. Oh, episode of CSI.
Oh wow.
But every other episode of Californication. But everything else is Rob Zombie.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You would probably recognize her from some music videos.
Oh, I don't think I ever watched his music videos.
Oh, really? Huh. But yeah.
I'm lame. You know this by now.
We'll have to go to one of his concerts. I would love to go to a Rob Zombie concert.
Okay.
And that was one thing. We went to the Fathom event for this.
Yes.
And it's nice knowing that everybody in there mm-hmm. fucking loved that movie.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was going there because they're either a fan of the movies
mm-hmm.
or a fan of Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
So it was just this, like, it felt nice being part of, like, that community. Almost mm-hmm. like when you go to, like, a midnight showing of a superhero movie or something.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a little different.
Right.
But still very welcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Which you almost wouldn't expect because it's, like rock and roll.
Right.
Like, not even just rock and roll, but, like, I don't want to call it metal because it's not metal. almost like it's hard.
Yeah.
I guess. So you wouldn't almost expect that camaraderie, but that place was kind of fun.
It was fun.
Everyone was real cool in there.
Yeah, they were.
But it's probably not... I wouldn't place it above Devil's Rejects, but it's definitely up there in my enjoyability of that movie.
Well, good.
Yeah. You will see the other two.
Okay.
I will show them to you.
Okay.
And you'll be like, this is too much gore. But damn it, they're oddly charming. You will.
Okay.
You will, I promise.
I'm ready.
You better be. You better be.
I'm ready. Bring it.
Yeah, so I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. It's currently sitting at, I believe it was 43% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not good.
You know, horror is subjective. It's hard, especially a movie like this. To be fair, when I checked it yesterday, it was at 13.
Oh, wow.
It was at 13%, so
that's
it's
crazy.
Gone up. But I can see why people wouldn't like this movie.
Because it's so gory?
Well, it could be off-putting with the documentary style at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That switches kind of late into the movie. It's probably a good half hour into the movie before it switches off of that style.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, just the way it's shot, the gore, the sick humor. But it's one of those things that, like, no matter how awful the stuff they're doing on screen gets,
mm-hmm.
somehow you still end up rooting for them at
right.
the end of that movie.
Yeah. It's weird.
It is weird. It is weird.
It's super weird.
But, I mean, that also is a commentary on ourselves, almost.
Yikes.
Well, I mean, look at like, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Every, you know, outlaw number one. Country's most wanted criminals.
Mm-hmm.
The general public was rooting for them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of that same situation. Let's see this. This is from Tim Brayton at Alternate Ending. This filmmaking team and these actors are extremely well positioned to tell this kind of genre story. But it's ultimately pretty formulaic.
Hmm.
That was a positive review.
That is a good
one. Well, they do say it's formulaic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see this one. This is from Molly Henry from the blog and Banshee. Three from Hell is an unnecessary yet delightful third film in the saga of the Savage Firefly clan. Well, they're not wrong. Let's see. This is from Travis Hobson from Punch Drunk Critics. Most disturbing is however easily it is to get wrapped up in and even cheer on the Firefly bloodbath. I like this one. This one here. This is from Mike Manzaniti from the Film Stage. This is America let loose with our violence, our trauma, our psychopathy sweeping south of the border in a deluge, our ambitions wearing the insidious garb of those we've already slaughtered to make bedrock.
Goodness.
Well, I'll let you read some of the bad ones. This is read that first bad one there.
From Edward Douglas?
Yeah, read that
from
one.
From The Beat? Easily the worst movie of the year.
That's not true.
Okay. Let's see. From Megan Navarro from Consequence of Sound. Three from Hell seems content to be nothing more than fan service. Despite a fascinating setup, Zombie takes an extravagant U-turn straight back to the Devil's Rejects to try his hand at telling it all over again. From Patrick Kavanaugh, what was like from comicbook.com. Ooh, you go there all the time.
I do like comicbook.com.
What was likely meant to be the series' greatest hits feel more like a cover band going through the motions of a formerly engaging franchise.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. Overall, I would give it a solid rating. I'd say 4 out of 5.
I would agree.
Let's see. I think I saw, I don't know why it's not listed here. I'm pretty sure I saw like a review from like Roger Ebert's website that was like 4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, you had mentioned that.
So that's saying something.
Right.
You know one movie?
What?
That we should talk about next since you haven't finished The Dead Don't Die?
What movie should we talk about?
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, yeah, we saw Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Tell me about it.
Well, it has Shia LaBeouf in it.
Yes.
And he's a dick.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like the lovable dick, though.
Yes. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But he's helping this kid out the entire movie.
He is helping the kid out. And then he gets the girl.
Yeah. Okay, so Peanut Butter Falcon.
That was my synopsis.
Yeah. So Peanut Butter Falcon is about this sweet kid with Down syndrome who wants to become a pro wrestler.
Yes.
He is, 22, 23?
I don't know.
Yeah, they say his age. He's in his early 20s. And he was abandoned at a
nursing home.
The state takes care of him at the nursing home. And he breaks out with the help of a couple of the old people there who are adorable and sweet, and especially that old lady at the beginning of it who gets an extra pudding. Dakota Johnson is the caretaker of his. That's her name, right?
I don't know.
From 50 Shades of Grey.
Something like that.
Yeah, I believe it's Dakota Johnson. And so he breaks loose. And at the same time that he's doing this, we were introduced to Shia LaBeouf's character.
He's causing trouble.
Yeah, he's stealing fishing equipment. We see that his brother had died at some point, and they were fishermen together.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even running their own fishing business.
Yeah.
His brother died, and we eventually find out he died in a car accident that Shia LaBeouf fell asleep behind the wheel.
He did.
And his brother's played by John Bernthal, who has been on the podcast before.
Oh.
So that's fun. One of our first guests.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Back when he was on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I thought he looked like he was on The Walking Dead.
And then he's now the Punisher. Well, was the Punisher on Netflix.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So, kind of a big actor to be in that real small role. Not big, but he's a named actor. And they could have got anybody. Anybody could have played that. But we find out that, he sold his fishing equipment, and then he gets confronted by the people that he stole it from.
They want to kill him.
They want to kill him. They want to kill this guy. And he then lights all their shit on fire.
Yeah, that wasn't smart.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, but he was mad. I can see why he did it. Not that I agree with it.
Yeah, lighting things on fire when you're mad is fun.
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy the little things. That was Zombieland.
Right, yes. Yeah. Twinkies.
Uh-huh. Or when they go and break all the glass and everything.
Yes.
Like, I definitely understand destruction as a fun hobby. But he's on the run, and I'm spacing the characters' names. The kid with Down syndrome, the main character of the movie,
mm-hmm.
he ended up in the boat that Shia LaBeouf got chased away in. And they just start this Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer-esque adventure together.
Mm-hmm. It's super cute.
It's super cute. You know, building each other's confidence up and becoming a family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, throughout, I think the movie takes place over the course of like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I think so.
And not that long of all at all. But, you know, they accept each other for who they are and support mm-hmm. each other for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And Shia LaBeouf ends up helping this kid achieve his dreams.
Yes.
And it's absolutely heartwarming.
It is.
And it will definitely make you feel good. So if Three from Hell didn't make you feel good, go see Peanut Butter Falcon, because you will feel delighted.
Right.
You'll walk out of that theater just being delighted. And it had a great cast. Again, Shia LaBeouf, Dakota Johnson, and Thomas Hayden Church.
Who's that?
He was the wrestler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've always liked him.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a fun actor. Liked him on Wings. If you remember that sitcom.
I do remember that.
Yeah, yeah. He was on Wings.
Okay.
I could definitely see this. Huh?
That's like a throwback.
Right? I could definitely see this being like an Oscar contender. Like, if this isn't nominated for Best Picture, if it's not up there, I don't know what movie will be.
Right.
It's currently sitting at 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, 96% user rating.
Nice.
Directed by Tyler Nielsen, which I'm not even sure what else he's directed. I'm going to pull that up real fast. I'm curious. Peanut Butter Falcon.
There you go.
There you go. At least that's what's on the Rotten Tomatoes. Co-directed. Yeah, two directors, but the other one is Michael Schwartz, also just has Peanut Butter Falcon listed. That's a pretty damn good movie to come out of the out of the gate with. But yeah, it's Shia LaBeouf, Dakota Johnson, the main actor, Zach, that's actually his name, Zach Gottsagen?
Sure.
But yeah, all three of them are just great.
They are.
They are fantastic. Bruce Dern, which we had to look up after, could not place him during the movie to save our life.
It's from Big Love.
Yeah, amongst other things.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm going to go ahead and read some of the reviews here.
Okay.
This is from Steph Koza, COZZA, from the Aggressive Comic. For comics. The performances were great. The writing is really clever and really funny and really cute.
It is.
It is indeed.
I concur.
This one, it's a negative review from Tim Brayton. In the moment of watching it, never really feels like it has any kind of urgency, anything that propels it forward.
What?
There's nothing moving it along. There's no need to get there by this time, sort of feeling.
Well, why does there need to be?
I don't know. I don't know why. I'm just... It doesn't really have that, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
No.
It's more about the journey and the fun on how they get there, not necessarily what's forcing them to get there.
Right.
Oh, let's see. This is from Chase Whale, from chasewhale.com. The Peanut Butter Falcon is a small movie with a big heart. Yeah. I'll let you read some of these. Get you involved here.
Okay. From Alan Adams from The Main Edge, The Peanut Butter Falcon might not be a perfect movie, but it is certainly a worthwhile one, a film driven by humor and heart. From Tim Stevens from Comicsverse, it sounds syrupy, well-intentioned, but clueless, and riddled with potentially problematic characterization. Yet, somehow, Falcon largely dodges the entire minefield it seems barreling towards.
Hmm. Well, I guess that's one thing. If you have a character with, like, Down syndrome as your main character, you could easily, like... That's hard territory to traverse.
Yeah.
I mean, look at, like, The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville. They played it for jokes.
Right.
Like, when the fuck did we get ice cream? I love that movie. And a lot of people that are in, like, the special needs community love that movie. But the general audiences were like, why are they just making fun of these helpless people?
Yeah.
But this never makes fun of them. It never once plays him for a joke.
No.
Which I think is really smart. You couldn't do this movie and play him for a joke.
No.
Because he's such a sweet and lovable person.
Mm-hmm. He really is.
Like, I want to meet this guy. I want to give this guy a hug.
Me too. Well, what about, do you think there's any bad ones?
I read a bad one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What does the audience have to say? You got an ad. Remember when the internet didn't have ads all the time?
Yeah, right.
Are these the verified ones?
I don't know.
Well, heck. Well, we're just going to go with it.
Okay.
Amazing performances all around.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
That's all you need to know.
Right?
Wasn't too happy with the ending, but overall a great movie.
I wonder if they left after... So the movie makes you think that Shia LaBeouf possibly had been killed.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they left before he lifted himself out of the backseat.
Maybe. I'm not a huge Shia fan, but after seeing this movie, he made me want to see more of his work. Inspiring movie. We'll see again.
Yeah, Shia has really grown. If you compare his work, you know, during the Transformers movies that he was in to some of his more recent stuff like Peanut Butter Falcon or Fury, the kid has grown up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he had a bit of a mental break, it seems like, but he's recovered.
I have a really good review that I want to read to you.
Okay.
Well, I don't know who it's from, but it's Skizzle Skizzles Askizzles Sackle Asak. Sks. And then there's Kujo Nino Nino Nio.
What?
Yep. There's that one right there. Okay. 5 stars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, cool.
So, there you have it, folks. Skizzle, skizzle, a skizzle. And that's all you need to know.
Right, apparently. Anyways, yeah, absolutely love that movie.
Yes.
It was great.
It was great.
And then...
The actors were great.
Right? Everything about that movie was just enjoyable.
Yeah, it was an excellent feel-good movie.
Out of the three that we saw in theaters?
Yes.
That was definitely... okay, you can't really compare it to the other two, completely different genres, but it's the best feeling I had walking out of any of those movies.
Yes, for sure.
But that's not necessarily, like, they're different kinds of movies.
Right.
You're not going to walk out of Three from Hell feeling good about yourself.
If you do,
might need to look into some help. But if you walk out not feeling good about yourself with Peanut Butter Falcon, you should probably see some help. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and talk about The Dead Don't Die. Bring it back into the horror genre here.
Okay. It's a very spoopy episode.
Right. Halloween's right around the corner. We'll do all kinds of Halloween-themed ones, I'm sure. Anyways. Spoopy. Yeah, spoopy.
What?
The way you said that. It almost sounded like you were doing, like, The Simpsons.
Spoopy podcast.
Yeah. Anyways, The Dead Don't Die was...
It was good.
Quirky.
It was quirky. I like fun. Adam Driver.
Me too.
Kylo Ren is my favorite.
And he likes Star Wars in the movie.
He does like Star Wars in the movie.
Yeah, he has a Star Wars keychain. Tilda Swinton was hilarious. Bill Murray was hilarious.
Yes.
All-star fucking cast.
Yes.
Steve Buscemi. Danny Glover. The RZA.
Yeah.
Everybody's in this movie.
Right?
It breaks the fourth wall.
It does.
It's very meta.
Yes.
On more than one occasion. It's very meta. Some fun recurring gags that happen throughout the movie. Like, now if I ever see anybody, like, that talks about, like, something being, like, ripped apart, I'm going to be like, was it a wild animal?
Or several wild animals?
Or several wild animals? Every time now.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. They devoured that pizza. Was it a wild animal? Was it several wild animals?
Oh, gosh.
Because it's such a fun line. I love that scene so much.
That was funny.
And then it's brought up late, like a couple times later as well.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Tilda Swinton was an alien that got taken away in a spaceship. You fell asleep, too. Not after watching it the first two times.
Huh.
But yeah, Tilda Swinton's an alien. Spoiler she gets picked alert. Up by a UFO.
Thanks.
Well, if you're listening to the show, you know. But it's so bizarre. The ending of that movie is so fucking bizarre. And you fell the fuck asleep. You're going to have to finish it. Because, oh, don't worry. I'm going to watch it 100 times. You'll eventually see the end of that movie. And it's funny. The straight man of the movie is Bill Murray. You know, the one that's playing everything like normal.
Yeah.
He's not playing it for laughs.
No.
Which, in turn, makes it funny.
Yeah.
But you would think Bill Murray would be the one playing the scenes for laughs.
Right.
But it's more Adam Driver in the situations around him.
Adam Driver is so awkward.
I love him in every quirky comedy that he does.
He's so awkward.
He's had some really good ones that I think have flown under the radar for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull up his IMDb page. Because when they cast Adam Driver as Kylo Ren in Star Wars, you're just kind of like, but why? This doesn't seem right. Let's see here. Of course, you gotta like Adam Driver and Black Klansman, but let me find these more quirky comedies. Logan Lucky is funny.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see that?
No.
It's him, Channing Tatum, and Daniel Craig.
Oh.
They play... Southerners that are robbing the Talladega Speedway.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Talladega Speedway that they're robbing. But they're going to steal from a NASCAR race.
Oh, okay.
It's funny. Adam Driver and Channing Tatum play brothers.
Oh.
It's worth a watch.
Okay.
This Is Where I Leave You. Did you ever see that?
Nope.
That's a great cast, too. It's Tina Fey, Jason Bateman, Adam Driver. They all play like brother and sister. And their father died and they all go back home.
Okay.
And it's funny. It's funny. Here was one that I really liked from like 2013. A movie called What If?
What If?
It starred Daniel Craig, or not Daniel Craig, Daniel Radcliffe. And Zoe Kazan, which you would probably recognize if you saw her. She's been in a handful of things. But It's a fun romantic comedy with Adam Driver. Like, Adam Driver needs to do more, like, just comedies.
He's so awkward, though.
I know. That's what's great.
The crickets are back.
The crickets are back. The crickets are indeed back.
That's a sign that it's going well, right?
Right? Oh, yes, you know it. It's crazy looking back and seeing like some of the earlier stuff that Adam Driver was in.
Mm-hmm.
Like an episode of Law and Order from 2010 kind of makes me want to go back and watch it. And then some other movies, like I didn't realize he was in Steven Spielberg's Lincoln.
Oh.
It's like I kind of want to go back and see that. Inside Llewyn Davis. Did you ever see Inside Llewyn Davis?
No.
It's kind of funny that he's in it because he Oscar Isaac plays the main character.
Mm-hmm.
So Poe Dameron from Star Wars.
Okay.
It's a really good movie. I think you'd like that too. It's a comedy drama based around music.
Oh, well, hey.
Like folk music as in like Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Like type music.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I really like Adam Driver. And it's so weird that he plays a Star Wars villain.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And he still has that same awkwardness in Star Wars. Right? Though. So I guess that makes it okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, highly recommend checking out The Dead Don't Die.
Mm-hmm.
Iggy Pop plays a zombie.
Right.
Yeah. Like, Carol Kane's a zombie. Like, it's crazy how many people are in that fucking movie. No, I have a feeling this is all going to end badly.
Why? Oh, is that from the movie?
Yeah, it's from the movie.
Oh.
Because, you know why?
Why?
Because, again, you fell asleep. Bill Murray asks Adam Driver why he keeps saying it.
Oh, I saw the part where he said, how do you know what was going to happen?
Yeah, he's like, I read the script. Yeah.
And Bill Murray's like, I only got our parts.
Yeah. Only got my page. Read the whole thing? Yeah. Jim gave it to me. Yeah. Such a fun movie.
Right?
I don't know why it didn't get a wide release. And it doesn't have great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, really?
I think it's at like 40-something last time I looked. I mean, I'm going to pull it up. Because that's like the last thing we have to do.
That's the last thing we have to do.
Yeah. Listen to those crickets. I hope you can hear them.
It's the thrilling new part of the podcast.
Right. Low energy today. Our apologies. I hope you can hear those. That would be great.
Right? It would be great.
It would be absolutely fantastic. That way, like, when there's silence, it's at 54. And only 38% user.
Huh.
Like, I would have thought, like, people would have enjoyed it way more. Okay, this is from Paul Chambers from Movie Chambers.
Yeah.
This is a negative review. The slow pacing and lack of wit and pith does in the proceedings.
Oh. Well, okay then.
Yeah, okay. It does kind of start out slow, but I think that's part of the charm. The deadpan performances and laid-back aesthetic are just as Jarmuschian as you might hope. That's Jim Jarmusch is the director.
Oh, okay.
But the writing feels lazy and the film lacks the necessary bite. Jim Jarmusch's, I can't pronounce his name, latest film doesn't end well at all. In fact, the white-haired hipster has created something close to a painful self-aware groaner has created a painful self-aware groaner that stumbles in a semi-conscious daze from start to finish. People didn't like this movie.
Well,
I think it's one that will actually grow on me the more times I watch it.
Probably.
Let's see. Read some of the good ones here.
Okay. Yeah. Ah! Well, now it's all gone. There we go. Here we go. We're going back. We're going back, guys. The Dead Don't Die, from Ron Gonsalves from efilmcritic.com. The Dead Don't Die has its wise-ass downtown moments, but there's also something more so creepy about it. Oh, you already talked about this
today. No, I didn't.
Oh, I can't say that name. Jarmusch?
Jarmuschi? Jarmusch?
Isn't lurking around at Romero's expense. Whatever Jarmusch is saying here, he's as serious about it as Romero was. Who's Romero?
George Romero?
Who's that?
Get the fuck out of this podcast.
Who is it?
George A. Romero?
Cool, he has the middle initial.
The godfather of zombie movies?
Nope.
Oh. Oh, boy. This isn't going to end well. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Oh. Well. The movie definitely feels very Romero at the beginning of it, the shots, and they even mention Romero in the movie, that what's her name is driving?
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, thank you. The car that she's driving, the guy at the gas station was like, yeah, nice car, very Romero.
Oh.
George A. Romero directed and created the modern zombie movie with Night of the Living Dead. And Dawn of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen Night of the Living Dead?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
It's an all-time classic movie.
I think it's maybe because I spent most of my life being around kids.
Oh, boy. We will fix this. I already know what we're going to talk about for our Halloween episode.
Welcome to my 30s. I'm starting fresh with everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone on the podcast that doesn't know George A. Romero.
Nope.
You're gonna experience something new here.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm David West.
I'm Effie.
I'm Speechless.
Hi, Speechless. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
October is going to be fun.
October will be fun, but first we had to get through my birthday.
Yeah, your birthday is this coming weekend. No, not this coming weekend. A week from this coming weekend.
10 days.
10 days.
Yay.
10 days. Okay.
And, yeah. So if you want to get me something and you listen to the podcast, not you.
Yeah.
You're excluded from this.
Because I can't.
You can subscribe to our Patreon.
Aw, that's a great birthday wish.
Yeah, for me.
Oh, you should put that on Facebook.
I should.
Yeah. Like, if you guys want to give me anything for my birthday, subscribe to our Patreon account.
I don't think any of my friends listen, though.
That's okay. They can still subscribe to the Patreon account. Oh, they couldn't see that. I gave a big shit-eating grin.
You did.
Anyways, hopefully soon we'll be back, be energized, probably take a little breather. So if you don't hear from us, we're not going to try to take a breather. No. We're going to continue to try posting every week.
Yes.
But if we do take a breather, hopefully it means we'll just be back and energized and ready to hit the ground running.
What else would it mean?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, okay then.
All right.
Cool.
Cool.
It means that the Bobs will start doing the podcast.
Right? Gotta show you some George Romero. I love Halloween. You're in for a treat this month.
I love Halloween too.
You're in for a treat.
Okay.
I love watching horror movies all month long.
Let's do it.
You are in for a treat.
I'm down.
Good.
Fucking down.
Good. It's mid-September and I'm already pumped for Halloween.
Right? I was at the store earlier putting on Halloween masks.
Doesn't surprise me. By yourself?
Yeah, by myself.
Okay. Awesome.
Should there have been somebody with me?
No, no, not necessarily. All right. Anyways, I'm David West.
I'm Effie.
Subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/kindofepicshow. Find us on Twitter at kindofepicshow, Facebooks, Instagrams, all the social medias.
Yes.
Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. We're on Spotify. You can find us
anywhere. You can't get rid of us.
No, and you're not going to.
And the crickets. You can't get rid of us and the crickets.
It's soothing. It's the low energy. I hope people can hear those crickets.
Right? When you go back and edit, you'll have to see if you can like turn up the crickets.
Somehow. Oh, yeah. You know I won't edit.
Like a faint cricket sound.
You know I won't edit. Anyways, have a week.
Have a week. And you're all invited to my birthday.
That's a lot of people over here.
They don't know where my birthday is.
Well,
bring Costco cake.
All right, I'm going to insert your address
in
the credits. Everyone just show up here.
Only if there's Costco cake of the vanilla variety.
You have to have Costco cake.
Not chocolate. Vanilla.
All right, I'm hitting stop.
Okay, stop.